is responsible by Linden Mark Rubel and Ruth Nelia Zaskowski, in memory of Rabbi Ben Chaim Zal. Last year we gave a whole series of shiur about Eretz Yisrael. So as we're coming to the end of the year, so I really wanted to supplement our shiur by a couple of shiur about a number of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, particularly as they relate for us to Zman HaZeh, Halacha L'Maaseh, issues relating to Yerushalayim and Mikdash. We ran out of time last year. This year we began a series about Geirus, so it took us till about Pesach time. So now we have a little bit of time, a couple of weeks, we're going to go back to last year's shiur. So I hope now to try to finish up some of the things we wanted to talk a little bit about in the past, and give a series of shiur about inyanim related to the Beis HaMikdash, related to Yerushalayim, and L'Maaseh, some of these things play out in terms of our own observance of Torah Mitzvahs. So the first thing that I want to talk about is also a little bit in the Yoma, in terms of Sfiras HaOmer, and that's the sugya of the Zeichel HaMikdash in general. Is what exactly are our obligations to do things to remember the Beis HaMikdash? What mitzvahs do we have as Zman HaZeh that are primarily mitzvahs of Zeichel HaMikdash? So the sugya begins in the first of the Mamakamos, Imasecha Sukh and Daf Memalef Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah is discussing the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, Rishonai Alulav Nitzal V'Mikdash Shiva, V'Medina Yamecha. In the previous generations, Bizman, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, so there was a mitzvah of taking a lulav in the Beis HaMikdash for the entire week, and outside the Beis HaMikdash only for one day. I'm translating now a Mikdash and Medina in the sense of Mikdash versus Chutz HaMikdash. The Rambam seems to say that it's Yerushalayim versus the whole world, but it doesn't make a difference for us right now. So clearly the Mishnah is running a distinction between what's halachically called Mikdash, either the Beis HaMikdash proper, Yerushalayim, in contrast to everywhere else. And Min HaTorah, the mitzvah Netilas Lulav, is only the first day, whereas the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah Netilas Lulav, is the entire week. Think about the rises from Sukkim. It says, L'kachtem lechem b'yam harishon, which is everywhere throughout the world. Taking a lulav in the whole week is only b'fnei Hashem l'keichem. So that's the way it was in the old days. There was no taking of lulav at all chutz l'mikdash after the first day. Then the Mishnah continues, b'shachar beis hamikdash, after the beis hamikdash was destroyed, his kid Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shei lulav nitol b'medina shiva zeich l'mikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that we should take a lulav the entire week of Sukkot, that of course we're familiar with, and the purpose of this mitzvah was zeich l'mikdash, to keep the image of the beis hamikdash alive in our hearts. Then the Mishnah concludes, we'll get to this a little bit later, Shehayom Hanef Kulo Aser. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a similar takana at the same time in terms of the halachas of Chadash. The halachas of Chadash are that any new grain is prohibited to be eaten until the Korban Omer is brought. So in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, you were not permitted to eat this grain until the actual Korban was brought. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there were obviously no more Kabanas. So you had to wait until the end of the day of Tazai Nisan, the day that the Korban Omer would have been brought, and some of that was also necessary to be introduced by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So we'll put that on hold for a minute. We'll go back to the original din of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us that the Chacham in the days of Yochanan ben Zakkai made this takana to take a lulav the entire week of Sukkot. So ask the Gemara, Minola de Avdinan Zeich LaMikdash. From where do we know that there's such a requirement in Halacha for us to remember the Beis HaMikdash, to do things Zeich LaMikdash? Why don't we follow the Deraisa? There's no mitzvah midaraisa, Sheikh Melul of all weeks, so why are we bother doing it? This man is there. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan de Amakra, Ki Ela Aruch Allah, Mipasaych, Afaech, Nurm Hashem, Ki Nidach, Korlach, Tzion Yidareh Shein Lach. A long Paskin Yiriyahu that describes the tragedy of the Churban, the tragedy of Yerushalayim. And what's so tragic now about Yerushalayim is that Tzion Yidareh Shein Lach. Nobody even thinks about Tzion anymore. Nobody asks about Yerushalayim. Nobody cares about the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So comes the Chacham Chazal and comment on this Pasuk, Doresh Ein Lach, Uchlal, the Voyage Risha, that the Pasuk is lamenting the fact that nobody's asking about Yerushalayim. Nobody's thinking about Yerushalayim. But we're supposed to be thinking about Yerushalayim. We're supposed to be thinking about the Mikdash all the time. So it's this Pasuk in Yirmiyahu that drove Chazal to institute certain mitzvahs, which although Min HaTorah they don't apply anymore, but Abba B'chei Midirabbanu we're going to institute it in order to keep alive the dream of the Beis HaMikdash. This is the source of the concept of Zeich HaMikdash. Then the Gemara goes a little bit on the side about the Yom Hanef, where the Gemara says that the reason Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the takana to prohibit eating Chadash for an extra day is also related to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Again, maybe we'll save that part for another time. So the basic halacha that requires of us to do mitzvahs that don't really apply, Min HaTorah don't apply anymore, this is known as the mitzvah called Zeich HaMikdash. And this idea is not only true when it comes to lulav. We find this in several other places in Shas as well. One of them is a sugi that just relevant a couple weeks ago. The sugi from Lulel HaSeder, the second of the Mamakamos, the Imam Sakhim, the Kuf Tesbav Amar Aleph. I was just saying over last night in yeshiva, I was saying over a shiur, and I quoted a sugya from the Haggadah, a sugya from the Lala Pesach. So I saw a couple of people looking at me like a crazy. Why am I still quoting from the Haggadah? So I told them a story that happened when I was in 11th grade. So when I was in 11th grade, we learned Maseches Pesachim. So the whole year we were so excited, learning Pesachim, Chometz, and Chometz, Matzah, until you get to Pesach. You have to Pesach on the first day back in the middle of the end of April. So the Rebbe gets up and he starts to continue telling us about Chometz and Matzah. All the time he's falling asleep. So he said, this is Torah Lishma. The next 2 months are Torah Lishma. The same is all the Pesach numbers. That could be for another 11 and a half months. And you're still learning with the same Shlava, the same excitement. You're learning the Sugya, the Chometz and Matzah, even though it's Rosh Hashanah. That's the Gabalik, what a Gabalik at Torah Lishma. So we can say the same thing here also. So I said that we're going to learn the Sugya of Kairach now. The part of Kairach that's relevant for Asher. So comes the Gemara Kuftas Babam and Aleph and tells us that there was a famous Machlekes Hillel and the Chachamim, how to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah and Maror and Pesach night. Do you fulfill Matzah and Maror separately? Do you fulfill Matzah and Maror together as one? So the Gemara concludes, Hashad lo Hilchas Alok Yilav Alok Yerabanan, since we don't know what the final halacha is, so therefore you have to do as follows. Mivarech Alachilas Matzah V'Ochil, so first you have to make Alachilas Matzah and just eat the Matzah alone. So Hodim Mivarech Alachilas Maror V'Ochil, then you have to make a Brach Alachilas Maror and eat that separately. So you fulfill the mitzvah separately, and then afterwards we want to keep alive Hillel Shita, which we're not even sure we're passing right. So we want to keep alive Hillel Shita. Then we take a matzah and a chas is one of the types of mora, lettuce. So we take it. Rashi writes on the word chasa, that is what we call in Old French lituga. So Labajit Tesbav Gimel Aleph, which is the Latin word of G's and C's, I think. For all my knowledge of the ancient languages, but I think the simulation between the Jews and the seas. So lettuce is lituga is the same word. And Rashi tells us that was his desire, that that's what the chasa was. So the truth. Oh, there you go. Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay. So you see from the Rav that there's a machlekes of Rishonim about what orez in the Gemara is. So some Rishonim translate it to mean what we call rice, and other Rishonim give a different word. Rashi gives a different word in Old French for orez. So the Rav said that for years he never knew who was right. Was Rashi right? Was Tosfos right? Until one day he was walking on St. Nicholas Avenue and he saw they were selling aroza. So he realized that if it's aroza, if the people on St. Nicholas Avenue say it's aroza, so for some of them mechav the shittas of Tosfos, that's considered to be right. So he held that was a good way of passing the shot. Anyway, so comes the Gemara and says that at first we do the mitzvah like the hacham, we have matzah and then mara separately, and then we combine it all together. We'll get to the lo bracha part in a moment. Why do we do kairich for? The mitzvah of kairich, the idea of kairich, was instituted by the Chachamim as a zeichel l'mikdash. So why did they institute the zeichel l'mikdash? So that's what? The same thing as the Gemara just said a moment ago, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah. That the same way that Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh instituted to do Netilas Lulav Kol Shiva, so we institute to do the matzah more together as Eichel HaMikdash. Because the Gemara explains to Pesachim that even if Hillel was alive today, he would also have to eat the matzah more separately, Bizman Hazeh. Because when did Hillel hold that you have to make a matzah more sandwich, Me'ikir Adin, that's only Bizman HaMikdash, when both the matzah was Diraisa and more was Diraisa. Bizman Hazeh, more is only Bidir Abanan, because it depends on the cousin Pesach. So even Hillel would concede that you can't make a matzah mara sandwich today, because the mara derabanan would negate, would cancel the taste of the matzah deraisa. So the whole kairach that we have, even I'll leave it to Hillel, is just a game today. Not a game. It's not the real thing. It's not the real mitzvah. The real mitzvah of chilas matzah bismanazeh is the when you eat the matzah separately. The real mitzvah derabanan of mara bismanazeh was when you eat the mara separately. When you do kairach, you're fulfilling that new mitzvah called zeichel mikdash. Again, that would only be true according to Hillel. So we have already two gemaras to have for us this idea of performing mitzvahs in a way bizman hazeh, merely for the purpose of remembering the Beis HaMikdash, to fulfill the din of Zeichel HaMikdash. One is Lulav Kol Shiva, and the other is the Karech of Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillo. Then the Gemara has a third sugya, which is most relevant for us right now. That's the third of the Mar Kamis. The Gemara Menachas and Daf Samach Vav Amin Aleph. But the Gemara tells us, Gufa Amr Abaye, mitzvah lemem neyome, a mitzvah lemem neyshavuay. And when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, there's a mitzvah to count days, and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. Rabbanan de Ravashi, bonu yomi umonu shavuay. And that's in fact what the Rabbanan and Ravashi's yeshiva did. They used to count days and weeks like we do. But a name of money yom velo money shavuay. But a name are only counted days, and he didn't count weeks. Why did he do that? When he was lazy to say the weeks? Amr Zeichel Mikdashu. Says the name of the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is only Zeichel HaMikdash. Min HaTorah, it only applies in the context of the HaMikdash, in the context of the Akravas Kravin Omer. And since the mitzvah is only Midirabbanan, Bizman Hazeh is only Zeichel HaMikdash, therefore he felt there was no necessity to count weeks, and he just popped himself up by counting days. That was the name of his understanding of the mitzvah. So we're going to get also to the details of this sugya. But again, what we're trying to develop right now is this theme that's permeating many of our mitzvah observances b'zman hazeh, the many, many mitzvahs that we do b'zman hazeh that seem to be only zech l'mikdash, lul of kol shiva, the kerich at the seder, and the sfiras ha'om, or at least the simple reading of the Gemara, that sfiras ha'om b'zman hazeh is only zech l'mikdash. So we have to understand a little bit about the parameters of this mitzvah of zech l'mikdash, what exactly this is all about, when we do zech l'mikdash, how we do zech l'mikdash. So let's try to get it, put the piece of the puzzle together, but using these three as the examples that Chazal give of mitzvahs which are zech l'mikdash. So the sugya really begins now in terms of actually sfiras ha'omer. So the Gemara said that sfiras ha'omer is a zech l'mikdash. That was the Gemara's conclusion according to the position of Ameimar. So comes Tosfos in the fourth of Ramakamos and says that those of Menachas and Mechzav and Aleph, that not only was it Ameimar who said those words zech l'mikdash, but Tosfos says everybody in the sugya holds that it's zech l'mikdash. So there was a machlokes on Meroim technically b'zman hazeh, should you count weeks and days, or should you only count days? Technical machlok is how to do sphere, but the underlying premise of the entire sugya sistosis is that sphere sa'amid b'zman hazeh is only zech l'mikdash. There is no sphere sa'amid d'araisa today because there's no carbon omer today, and therefore Tosfos concludes in the fourth in Rabbi Kaimis zech l'mikdashu nira de b'safi chashei chayochel avarech ve'ein sarech lahamten ad shei vader laila kem shu smeket d'rabonu. Therefore, Tosfos suggests that there's no need to wait until Tzeis Kechavim to count Svira B'zman Hazeh. You can count even Ben HaShemashos, because any mitzvah derabanan, we apply the principle of Sveika derabanan Lekula. Ben HaShemashos is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So, if Svira would have been Deraisa, or in the old days when Svira was Deraisa, you would have had to wait until it's Mamish Dark to count Svira. B'zman Hazeh, says Tosfos, there's no need to wait. It's only a Safik derabanan because it's Zeichel HaMikdash. So it is clear from Tosfos that Tosfos understood that it is not only a Meimar who said that it's Zech HaMikdash, it's everybody else in the sugya held this way also. That wasn't up for grabs. It wasn't even a discussion. Tosfos doesn't say to Machloek, it's a Shaila, it's a Pilpul Hashmi Paskim. Tosfos says, Kulei Amalif Ligi, Sfiris Arim B'zman Hazeh is a Zech HaMikdash. But the Rambam clearly learned the Gemara differently. The Rambam, if you take a look at the fifth of the Rambam Kamis, the Rambam Ruchus Tminim and Musaf and Berg Zayin Allah Chav Talib, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Zua Kol Ishmi Yisrael V'chol Mokom V'chol Zman. So says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to count Svira wherever you are at any time in the world. V'chol Mokom V'chol Zman. So the Rambam is introducing to us the mitzvah Svira Sa'omer. He's defining for us the parameters of the mitzvah on a level of the Araisa. The Rambam doesn't say, there's a mitzvah Kol Ishmi Yisrael Lisvah Svira Sa'omer B'zman Shemesh Mikdash Rekayim, B'zman Hazeh, it's only the Rabbanan. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says the mitzvah Svira Sa'omer in Egypt in the 1200s is the same as it was in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the same as it is in Tinek in the 2000s. It's a mitzvah midaraisa b'chol makom b'chol zman to count Svira Sa'omer. How could the Rambam say such a thing? Didn't the Rambam realize that the Gemara says Menachah Zeich l'mikdash? Didn't the Rambam have those last three words Zeich l'mikdashu? So it is clear from the Rambam that the Rambam understood that those last three words, Zech l'mikdash, were a Meimah speaking. But who says we pass like a Meimah? Maybe everybody else in the sugya actually held that Sfiras HaOmer is really Deraisa. So whereas according to Tosfos, that was never up for grabs. According to Tosfos, the halacha is Sfira today is the Rabbanan. It's a Zech l'mikdash because it's the Minat Torah, it depends on the Karban HaOmer. According to the Rambam, that was good for the issue of the Gemara. And although, yes, it's true that one Amara, one lone Amara called a Neymar, held that Sfira B'zman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, nobody else felt that way. And therefore, when the Rambam paskin la halacha, what is Sfira today, Deraisa, the Rabbanan? The Rambam says it's Deraisa. This is not just a theoretical question, this is a very real practical question. Can you count Sfira during Ben HaShemashos? According to Tosfos, yes. According to the Rambam, no. If it's a Deraisa, obviously you can't count it during Ben HaShemashos. But we have to go back now to this Gemara Maseches Menachos, Bein Lefi Tosfos, Bein Lefi Rambam, and understand what's really going on in this sugya. So the Gemara started out, if you go back again, back to the third of the Rambam Kamis, the Gemara presented Gufa Rabbi, Mitzvah Min Yom and Mitzvah Min Shavuot. There is no question that there's a mitzvah to count Yom and Shavuot. The mitzvah there writes that Sfiras HaOmer has two components to it. That was never up for question. The Pesukim in Chumash, the Pesukim says Tisbur Chamishim Yom in Parshas Emor, and the Torah says Shiva Shavuot Tisbur Alach in Parshas Re'ei. So there was never a question whatsoever that mid-Deraisa, the mitzvah has two parts to it. You have to count Yom and you have to count Shavuot. Now the Gemara continues. The Rabbanan de Rav Ashi, Mother Yom and Mam Shavuot. Therefore, the Rabbanan de Rav Ashi is a Shiva. They did what they were supposed to. They counted Yomer and they counted Shavuot. And all of a sudden, a Meimer, money Yomer below money Shavuot. A Meimer all of a sudden had a new twist in Sefer Yomer. He didn't count Shavuot. He only counted Yomer. What was the Nekudas of Machlekes? What are they arguing about? What's the disagreement? How come the Rabbanan and Rav Asher's yeshiva counted Yomer Shavuot the way the mitzvah was supposed to be done? And a Meimer, for some strange reason, only counted the Yomer, didn't count the Shavuot. So, l'chora, this Gemara has to be understood. This Machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rav Asher and a Meimer has to be understood. Bein l'fi Tosfos, bein l'fi Rambam. So the Rambam, in a certain sense, is easier to understand. According to the Rambam, the Nekudas of Machlekes was this very point. Is Svira today Deraisa? Is Svira today Derabbanan? If Svira is Derabbanan, then you don't have to bother to do the whole mitzvah. Just do part of the mitzvah, that's good enough. If the mitzvah is Deraisa, then you have to do the real McCoy. Then you have to do the Yom and the Shavuos in the world. So that's when you go back to the Gemara again for the third time. Back to the third Imam of Kermit. So I'm Rabbi, mitzvah and the Yom, mitzvah and the Shavuos. Rabbi is defining for us the mitzvah Deraisa. The mitzvah Deraisa, Svira Omer, has two components, two parts. Yomim and Shavuos. Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi, Manu Yomim and Manu Shavuot. The Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi lived after the Chorban, it was 100 years after the Chorban, and they still fulfilled the mitzvah in its truest form, in its purest form, Yomim and Shavuos, because they held Svira Bizman Azaz Deraisa. That's how the Rambam's learning. Abneimar, Manu Yomim and Manu Shavuot, he said Zechel Mikdashu. So according to the Rambam, that was the Machlokes. If it's Deraisa, then you have to count both. If it's Rabbanan, then you get away, the cheap way of doing it, just do Yomim without doing Shavuos. And how do we paskin? The Rabbanan felt that the Rabbanan and the Rav Asher were the rules, they were the later ones, so we follow them, and we hold that Svir is Deraisa, which is what our practice is, according to the Rambam. We count the Maisa Yomim and Shavuos. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara reads like a charm. We understand exactly what the Machlekes was. If it's Deraisa, you count both. If it's Rabbanan, you only count one. But according to...
We're gonna
touch that up a little bit. But according to Tosfos, what's going on in the Gemara? According to Tosfos, that Sefiras Omer Derabbanan was a given. Nobody says Sefiras Deraisa Bizman Azeh. If everybody agrees Sefiras Omer Derabbanan, Tosfos had no qualms passing that way, Belishum Shaila, that Sefiras Bizman Azeh is only Derabbanan. So what was the machlokes between Derabbanan Rav Ashi and Meimar? If it's Derabbanan, it's Derabbanan. So what do you mean? Somebody said that the mitzvah Derabbanan you have to do the right way. Somebody says you can do it in the cheap way. So what's going on? What's the Nekudas of Machlokes? So the Chora, according to Tosfos, what's really going on in the Sugya is the following basic fundamental question about all mitzvahs that are instituted Zeichel and Mikdash. So we have a concept, we just started out with Sukkot Daf and Aleph. There's a mitzvah of Zeichel and Mikdash. We find concepts in Halacha. We have it by Kairich, we have it by Lulav, we have it by Sefiras Omer perhaps, that Minatori you don't have to do a particular mitzvah anymore because there's no base of Mikdash, but mit the Rabbanim you have to do without Zeichel and Mikdash. So one can raise the following chakira, the following question: what's the nature of this mitzvah, these mitzvahs of Zeichel and Mikdash? It's pshat that these mitzvahs of Zeichel and Mikdash, the mitzvah is Lizkor Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to remember a Zeichel and Mikdash. That's what we're trying to do. Now, the Chacham had to give a certain form to the mitzvah. We're not going to sit back, you know, and close our eyes and think about the Beis HaMikdash. That's a nice thing to do. But that's not what the Chacham are telling us to do. We do some kind of an action. We do something that replicates what it was like in the days of Beis HaMikdash. But the name of the mitzvah, when you shake a lulav on the third day Chol HaMoed, you're not really doing the Tilas lulav. There is no Tilas lulav. The mitzvah that you're doing is Hidim Mucham Zum. You have to change Hidim Mucham Zum instead of Chassidim. The Shem Yichud. It's not the Shem Yichud Metilas Lulav. It's the Shem Yichud Lizkor Beis HaMikdash. That's the name of the mitzvah. We're using the mechanism of Lulav and Esrog to remember the Beis HaMikdash. But the fundamental, the tzu, the basic Bachus of the mitzvah, the etzem mitzvah, is Zeicha HaMikdash, Lizkor Beis HaMikdash. We're borrowing the Lulav and Esrog to accomplish that Zikaron. But that's the name of the mitzvah. Is that pshat a mitzvah which is Zeichel and Mikdash? Or is that, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, the name of the mitzvah is called Netilas Lulav. The name of the mitzvah is called Achilas Matzah Mara B'yachad. The name of the mitzvah is called Sefiras Omer. Min HaTorah you don't have to do it. You don't have a base of Mikdash, so you don't have to shake a Lulav. Min HaTorah you don't have a base of Mikdash, you don't have to eat Matzah Mara together. Min HaTorah you don't have a base of Mikdash, you don't have to count Sefiras Omer anymore. So it's true, the Mechayev is Zeichel and Mikdash was prompting us to do it. Why the Chachamim instituted? Why the Chachamim bothered? Why don't we just say, forget about it. There's no base of Mikdash, so forget about it. Wait till the base of Mikdash comes. No. The Halacha wants us to remember the base of Mikdash, but the Zeichel and Mikdash is not the Etzem HaMitzvah. The Zeichel and Mikdash is the background. The Zeichel and Mikdash is what prompted the Chachamim to Mesakeh. But what's the name of the mitzvah? The name of the mitzvah is Netilas Lulav. It's Netilas Lulav on the third day Chol HaMoed. It's Achimus Matzah Mar B'Yachad. It's Sviras Omer. It's a Sviras Omer mid Derabbanan. It's not a Zeicha B'Yalma. It's a mitzvah Sviras Omer of being on the love of Derabbanan. Enough, Kamina. Sounds like semantics. At the end of the day, it's Derabbanan. At the end of the day, you have to do it. At the end of the day, who cares whether you call it? Call it Zeicha Mikdash, call it Sviras Omer Derabbanan. What's the difference? It makes all the difference in the world. If the nature of the mitzvah is just a zeichel and mikdash, that's the thrust of the mitzvah, then you don't have to do the mitzvah b'chol diktu keha. You don't have to power every single nuance of the mitzvah. You don't have to fulfill the mitzvah exactly as it was, b'zman shebeis mikdash ha'kayim. The details of the mitzvah aren't really important. What's really important is the mindset. What's really important is to get you to realize, oh yeah, what am I doing here? I'm counting Sviras Omer. Why am I counting Sviras Omer? I'm counting Sviras Omer because there was one time in Beis HaMikdash where they used to count Sviras Omer. What am I doing eating matzah more b'yachad? I just ate matzah already. What am I doing? The answer is Zeichel Mikdash Kilo. Keno Selo was matzah Beis HaMikdash Shaykayim. The point of the mitzvah is to get to the Zeichel B'Yalma. But if that's the nature of the mitzvah, then it's not necessary to mimic the mitzvah b'chol prateh. It's not necessary to fulfill the mitzvah exactly as it was b'zman Beis HaMikdash Shaykayim, because the nature of the mitzvah is a Zeichel B'Yalma. But if you tell me that the nature of the mitzvah, it's lulav midirabanan, so then lulav midirabanan means a certain thing. This is matzah mar midirabanan. Matzah mar has certain details to it, midirabanan, like it has deraisik. The tikkun rabbanan came deraisik tikkun. It's a sviras omer midirabanan, so it's got to mimic the deraisik of the sviras omer. It's got to meet the criteria of what's called the sviras omer. Sviras omer means yom mishavuos. So if it means on a level of deraisik, then it means on a level of derabanan as well. So according to Tosfos, that seems to be exactly what's going on in the sugya. So comes Abai and tells us, there's a mitzvah deraisa when you count Sevira b'zman ha-mikdash, there's a mitzvah deraisa to count Yom Shavuos. So the Rabbanan Debir Rav Ashi said, we're going to do that now also. Even though the Rabbanan Debir Rav Ashi also held that it's only the Rabbanan, we're going to do a mitzvah deraisa exactly like it was done b'zman Shabbos mikdash ha-kayim. This is Sevira Samim mid Rabbanan. A Neymar counted Yom Vlom Manishuot. He was lazy. A Neymar didn't want to read the next line that said the Shavuos. What was going on? What do you mean he counted Yom Vlom Shavuos? So a Neymar went out of his way to indicate, he was trying to make a point, to show you what the mitzvah is, that don't think like my colleagues that this is a mitzvah of Sviras Omer. It's not Sviras Omer. Sviras Omer ended as Mount Chorban. It's a new mitzvah called Zeichel HaMikdash. Zeichel HaMikdash, you don't have to mention Shavuos. You don't gain anything. There's nothing to be gained by mentioning Shavuos. So leave it out. Not lazy. Not a cheap way of doing the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is fulfilled, the Hidurah, by saying the Yomah without saying the Shavuos. The adding of the Shavuos is totally unnecessary, superfluous, doesn't accomplish anything in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash. So basically what this Gemara has opened up for us, at least according to Tosfos, is that you have to always be careful. Whenever you look at any mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash, you have to always ask yourself, is this mitzvah something which is basically fundamentally Zeicher, or is this mitzvah a real bona fide new mitzvah called the Sviras Omer D'Rabbanan, the Tfilas Lulav D'Rabbanan, etc.? Okay, so we don't really know. We don't know the mitzvah Sviras Omer, we don't know who instituted that mitzvah Sviras Omer after the Chorban. If it was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, also the Gemara doesn't tell us. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's tachanun is about lulav, but even lulav is not 100% the same as lulav deraisa. So there may be differences in that also. This idea that you can sometimes view a mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash in one of two ways, this may be part of the discussion that the Rishonim have, going back to the second of the Mamre Kermes, that the Gemara told us, when you eat this matzah and mar b'yachad, so the Gemara has a strange comment. The Gemara says, v'hadar achol matzah v'chas v'adi adadi, b'loy bracha. The Gemara goes out of its way to say, that when you say, get the kairach, there's no bracha. There's no bracha, asher ki vishon mitzvah, it's divano, al achilas kairach. There is no such bracha. Why is there no such bracha? So there's a machlekes of Rishonim, why is there no such bracha? So some Rishonim say, the reason why there's no bracha is, what bracha are you going to make exactly? What you're really doing is you're doing the mitzvah achilas matzah mar. That's what the Zeichel HaMikdash is, the mitzvah achilas matzah mar. So what's going to be the bracha? Al achilas matzah? You just made al achilas matzah 2 minutes before. What are you going to make? Al achilas mara? You just made al achilas mara a minute ago. What are you going to say? Al achilas matzah mara? You just said mara. So add matzah mara together. You get matzah mara. So what bracha are you going to make? You're covered already. Whatever bracha you would have made, you have already made. That's what's quoted in Rabbeinu Yechiel. The Torah quotes in his brother Rabbeinu Yechiel that there's no need to make a bracha. The reason why there's no bracha in Kerech is because it would be a superfluous bracha. You already made the bracha of Al-Khilas Matzah and Al-Khilas Mara. based on that, the corollary of that statement is that technically speaking, when you recite the bracha of Alchilas Matzah and Alchilas Morah, that bracha is not only going in the Matzah Morah, but technically that bracha is carrying over to the Korach as well. Now we have a rule, whenever you make a bracha and you start a mitzvah and then you stop and you continue the mitzvah later, so you're not really supposed to speak in between. Let's say Moshe Mother Vedoma, when it comes to Tekiah Shofar, we recite a bracha, then we start to blow Shofar, and then we stop, we damage Peresrech, Sashat, and we continue to blow, say their brachas. So the Rishonim write, most of the Rishonim write, you're not supposed to speak from the beginning of the bracha till the end of all the Tekiahs, because it's one long mitzvah. So the Rishonim quote, that's the reason why there's no bracha in Korach, because the bracha of Matzah is covering the Korach as well, then really one should not speak from the beginning of, once you wash it, until after you finish Korach. Some folks can raise the question, maybe you shouldn't speak till after Afikoman, because that's also part of the mitzvah. That would be a very, very quiet, make a very quick Shulchan Aruch. So it's the mitzvah to be made on that for whatever reason. Getting back to the story, but in terms of not speaking from the Tilas Yadayim, from the Amayit, until after Korach, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that's the proper thing to do is not to speak, and that's based on the fact that the bracha is going to be chal on both. But other Rishonim give another reason why there's no bracha on Korach. Other Rishonim say, Korach doesn't want the bracha. There's no need to make a bracha in Korach. You don't have to even dream of making a bracha in Korach. You know why? Because Korach is not a real mitzvah. Korach is a zechel mikdash b'yama. So, on a zechel mikdash, you don't recite a bracha. That's what some Rishonim say. If you only recite brachas on mitzvahs d'arais and mitzvahs d'rabbanan, zechel mikdashes don't warrant a bracha. So, my nafkamina, whether you go the first route or the second route, bring nafkamina. The nice, can you talk? Are you allowed to talk between the Tilas Yadayim and Korach? Is that considered to be hafzek? So, according to the first group of Rishonim, that would be a problem, because now you're losing out the bracha to carry on the Korach, and according to the other Rishonim, so it wouldn't be a problem, because Korach never required a bracha in the first place. So, this idea that Korach doesn't require a bracha because it's only Zechel HaMikdash, you have to stop and ask yourself, is that true? Is that really true that Zechel HaMikdash don't warrant brachas? So we have a lot of problems with that. So we have the other two examples. We start off the shiur with three examples of Zechel HaMikdash. One was Lulav, one was Sfiras Omer, one was Korach. So when it comes to Lulav, do we make a bracha on Lulav the whole week? We know we make a bracha. Shiur Kishur Zalatos Lulav. We make a bracha on Lulav, notwithstanding the fact that Lulav is Zechel HaMikdash. When it comes to Sfiras Omer, do we make a bracha on Sfiras Omer? Well, the Rambam says Befei we should make a bracha on Sfiras Omer. If you take a look at the fifth of the Ma'amar Kemes, in Halacha Kafei, the Rambam says the Tzorach Lebarach B'chulayel al Sfiras Omer, Kodesh Yisqor. So the Rambam says the Befei should make a bracha on Sfiras Omer. That's not a good proof, because the Rambam happens also hold that Sfiras Omer is deraisa. So those who disagree with that, what, Tosfos didn't make a bracha on Sfiras Omer? Lo shemana dama zemi yalom. We have never heard of any Rishon, we never heard of any Jewish community. A lot of people who miss days of Sfiras, they don't make brachas. But we never heard of any Rishon should say, you don't make a bracha on Sfiras Omer because Sfiras Omer is only Durban, it's only Zechel HaMikdash. So what are those Rishonim talking about? The Rishonim who say that, no, you don't make a bracha on Korach because Korach is only a Zechel HaMikdash. You don't make brachas on Zechel HaMikdash. So what does that mean? It's not true. It's the first, not true. Lulav contradicts it, and Korach contradicts it. To make matters worse, why not? Why should you make a bracha? If you're mechuyif to do it, if it's a mitzvah derabbanan, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Chav Gimel, we recite a bracha when we light Neres Chanukah. The Gemara says in Megillah, we recite a bracha when we read the Megillah. We make Eruvin, we light Shabbos candles, we do a lot of mitzvahs derabbanan, we recite brachas before we do all mitzvahs derabbanan. So if the Chacham were Mesakin, whichever Beizin was Mesakin, Spiris HaOmer, Aliach HaChorban, Rabbi Yechim, Zaka, Lady Beizin, whoever it was, as Lamais, you have to do it. There's a real chiyuv midrabbanan to do it. What do I care why you're doing it? Zechel HaMikdash. If Lamais, you have to do it, so why can't you make a bracha? So it's hard to understand how manishtana Sfiras Omer from other mitzvahs, manishtana Korach from other mitzvahs, and if you're really mechuyv to do it, so you should make a bracha. The same way you make a bracha in all other mitzvahs, too, but make a bracha in Korach as well. So the chora, the answer to this question, is based on the following. In the sixth of the Ma'amar Kemes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Arachayim, in Uchus Bechashachar, in Simin Mem Zayin, Siv Dalad, Halahara B'divrei Torah Eino Tzorach Levarich, that if a person is just thinking and learning, a person wakes up in the morning, and they're just thinking through a sugya a little bit, so the Mahara B'divrei Torah Eino Tzorach Levarich, so they're not required to recite a Berachas HaTorah. So this is a very, very strange Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon took issue with this. The Vilna Gaon said, that's not true. He says, why don't you recite a bracha? Are you doing a mitzvah? When a person thinks and learning, a person sitting striving to shul in the morning and thinking about the sugya, he's not fulfilling a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He says, well, of course he's fulfilling a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Tagisa b'yom b'layla. It doesn't say b'dibayit b'yom b'layla. It says, tagisa b'yom b'layla. So, person who's speaking a Divrei Torah, Machshav of Divrei Torah, he's fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa. So why shouldn't he make a bracha? Can you show them it's a lasik with Divrei Torah? So what's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Gemara says, "Tach, we shouldn't pass like the Shulchan Aruch." The Gemara says that that I'm a harbor Divrei Torah, that I'm chayv in a bracha. There are stories about the Gemara, there are stories, legends, whatever you want to call them, about the Gemara that sometimes if he would wake up or something, he didn't sleep that long in the first place. He'd wake up in the morning, and a chiddush would come to him in the morning. Any chiddush that came to him before Birchas HaTorah, he wouldn't be mishachis. He wouldn't write it down. He really held that it came to Issa before he said Birchas HaTorah. He wouldn't hold from that chiddush. So that grows the shitasa. He has to make a bracha here. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to be mahara in Divrei Torah without making bracha. Wouldn't have held that way. That's the one b'shipshah, the chassidish story about the gross. You can do whatever you want about. So getting back to that story though. So what's the Shulchan Aruch that if you guys speaking in Torah, you don't make a bracha? What do you mean to make a bracha? It's not a mitzvah, of course it's a mitzvah. So the chayr with the Shulchan Aruch is saying is as follows, that there's a klal luchos brachos, that we make brachas and nice and mitzvahs. We make brachas when we perform actions. Those actions, you do the derech, you put on tefillin, you sit in the sukkah, you eat matzah, you do a mitzvah derech, which has a ma'aseh to it, so you recite a bracha. I do a mitzvah derabbanan, which has a ma'aseh to it, so you also recite a bracha. Mitzvah that I perform, mitzvah shebalei, mitzvahs that I perform primarily without any ma'aseh whatsoever to it, so don't warrant bracha. That's a quirky luchos brachos. That the Shulchan Aruch means to say that you're yet to tamat Torah if you don't say the word. That's very hard to believe. All the Shulchan Aruch means to say that you don't make a bracha on hearing a Divrei Torah. That's correct. So now we would have to reevaluate when we do mitzvahs such as Zeichel Mikdash, is it appropriate to make a bracha or not? So the chur, the answer to that question is it depends what the machus of the mitzvah is. If the nature of the mitzvah is basically belayed, the whole purpose of the mitzvah, the whole definition of the mitzvah is as a thought process, that this is hereby reminding me to think about the Beis HaMikdash, so I'm hereby thinking about the Beis HaMikdash, as I'm shaking a little, I'm thinking about the Beis HaMikdash, I'm swallowing my kerich, I'm thinking about the Beis HaMikdash, I'm counting sphere, I'm thinking about the Beis HaMikdash. If the nature of that mitzvah is basically belayed, so it makes sense not to make a bracha. Then it's not that, those types of quote unquote mitzvahs, those are not mitzvahs ma'isiyos. Mitzvah shebelev don't warrant brachas. Mitzvah shebelev required brachas. So maybe that's what those Yisharim are saying, that Kairich is a zeichel mikdash. It's a zeichel mikdash, but it's not a ma'isa mitzvah of Kairich. It's a mitzvah, the quote unquote ma'isa mitzvah, for lack of a better term, is the machshav, is the agrosh shebelev, the thought, the remembrance, the thinking, the pining away from the Beis HaMikdash. That's the mitzvah that's performed at the time of Kairich. That's a mitzvah shebelev that doesn't warrant a bracha. If that's the case, if that's the biyun as we showed him, so maybe the answer to our question is, what is Zeichel Mikdash Mitzvahs? A Zeichel Mikdash Mitzvahs Mitzvah Shebelei, or a Zeichel Mikdash Mitzvahs Mitzvah Shebemaisa, the answer is not all are created equal, not all necessarily the same. Now the multi-million dollar question, which I'm not sure what the answer is to, how do you know which are which? Why do Chazal speak some one way and others the other way? I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. But it would appear that according to those who showed him were telling me that there's no bracha on Zeichel HaMikdashes. That's not true. We know there are brachas on Zeichel HaMikdashes. There are brachas on, there's a bracha on Tzvias Omer, there's a bracha on Tzvias Lulav. So it's not true that all Zeichel HaMikdashes don't warrant brachas. Certain Zeichel HaMikdashes don't warrant brachas. What's the criteria? How do you know which is which? So again, why which is which? That I can't tell you. But what which is which? That I can't tell you. Lulav is for sure a mitzvah shiva maisa. Korech is for sure not a mitzvah shebemaisa. That's a mitzvah shebezeicha biyama, machshava biyama. That's why it doesn't require a bracha according to those rishonim. And what is Sfiras Omer? So Sfiras Omer may very well be a machlekes amaroyim. According to those amaroyim who counted Sfira derabbanan like they counted Sfira deraisa, they held that it was a real mitzvah shebemaisa, which is why we paskin in halacha. So we paskin in halacha that you count yavam in shavuos, we talk to make a bracha. L'shitaseinu. And those days in the Gemara that didn't count shavuos, maybe they didn't make a bracha also. I don't know. I wasn't in that name as Beis Medrash. I don't know what they did in that name or show when they got the Sfiras Omer. So it could be this is all one big question. This is one fundamental question. What is Zeichel HaMikdash? Is Zeichel HaMikdash a mitzvah of Maisa? Is Zeichel HaMikdash a mitzvah of Machshava? If it's a mitzvah of Maisa, then it requires a bracha. If it's a mitzvah of Maisa, then it has to be you exactly the way it was. This man said, Beis HaMikdash HaKayim. If it's a mitzvah of Machshava alone, just to conjure up the image of the Beis HaMikdash, but the details aren't so important, so then you don't have to mimic the Beis HaMikdash exactly, and you don't have to recite a bracha either. And what we're suggesting is that the answer to that fundamental question is not necessarily the same in all mitzvahs. Lulu may be one way, Shmissah may be another way, Karach may be a third way. It's hard to know, again, why it should be in such a way that I'm not sure, but it seems clear according to some Rishonim that is in fact the case. If this is true, that at least the mitzvah of Karach, It's a low bracha. At least Terech is the type of a mitzvah where the mice is not as important as the Zechel Mikdashibo. So this may be the answer to the dilemma that was bothering the Mishabura to end the Shia back to Chos Terech. So good preparation. I can't even say 11 and a half months ago, 12 and a half months ago, to Shana Muberet. But hopefully, remember my next Pesach, so more than Dibes Chodesh. But in 12 and a half months, so remember the Shtichot Terech. The Shulchan Aruch writes that you're not supposed to speak. You're not supposed to speak from the moment you say the hamotzi. You shouldn't speak until you finish karech, because the bracha should be chal on the whole karech. Then in the next line, the Shulchan Aruch says, before you eat the karech, you should say zeich lemikdash shilo kenas ahol is bachem esin shakam. The Shulchan Aruch just got finished giving you a whole ranting, don't talk, and then he tells you what to say. The end is zeich lemikdash shilo. So the Mishnah Berurah was so bothered with the Shulchan Aruch that he changed the gears of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a telsof, he thinks, a little like the Mishnah Fiyah, it's not a phrase, it's a telsof in the Shulchan Aruch. What it really means is, you should say it afterwards. Not that you should say zeich lemikdash shilo beforehand, you should say it afterwards. That's the Mishnah Berurah says, Pshah. So there are some who follow this Mishnah Berurah that say the zeich lemikdash shilo after they finish karech. But lemaisa in the Haggadahs, that's not the way it's printed. In the Haggadahs, it's always printed the other way. Every year, to say you have the same problem. My kids, every year, for whatever reason, I say it like the Mishnah Berurah. So I say it after I finish karech, and my kids always say it, what says the other Haggadah. So it says to say it before. So they always say, oh, but you forgot to say it. I can't answer. So I said, yeah, afterwards. And when they're ready eating their egg, they're ready eating, they're ready starting Shulchan Aruch, so I'm still finishing up my Zeich LeMikdash Shilo. So what's found in the Shulchan Aruch? The Pshuta Shulmikdash, the Pshuta 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 Shulchan Aruch, the Nimig of most people in Kai Israel, the Nimig of all the Haggadahs, that you say Zeich LeMikdash Shilo beforehand, isn't it a hafsek? The answer is no. It's not a hafsek. You know why it's not a hafsek? That's the mitzvah. If you eat karech and you don't say zeich lemikdash shilo, you can chos mei sefer. The whole point of the karech is to create the zeich lemikdash shilo. So since the whole point of the mitzvah is to create the zeich lemikdash shilo, how can the saying of the zeich lemikdash be hafsek? That's what you're exactly supposed to do. So if you can tell me the mitzvahs and mitzvahs achila and zeich lemikdash is just what prompted the chachamim, so it's not a pella, Shulchan Aruch's a pella. Why should you interrupt? What's the point of interrupting right now? It's like, imagine, I don't want to be mafsek in the middle of doing a mitzvah, so I'll pull out a chumash and start in the middle of kishuf, I'll start learning the sugya of Yom Kippur Yalachan. For what? What's the point? Why do you have to say Zecha Mikdash Shiloh? What's the big mile of saying Zecha Mikdash Shiloh? So the answer is, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah shebelev, I understand exactly why saying Zecha Mikdash Shiloh. It makes a lot of sense. So now it's interesting, when it comes to Kairach, so we go out of our way to say, when it comes to the Tilas Lulav, we don't say anything. We just make the bracha, shake the lulav, that's it. There's no Zecha Mikdash Peferish in the text of the lulav. When it comes to Sfiras Omer, there is a text of Zecha Mikdash in Sfiras Omer. It's after the Sfiras Omer. We finish the Sfiras Omer, we make the bracha, we say the Sfira, and then we say, Rachman Yachta Lava Sfiras Omer. So we should not do that all the time, Rachman Yachta. We don't do that when we put on tefillin. When we put on tefillin, we don't say, Rebbe Shalom, please bring us back to Beis HaMikdash. When we do other mitzvahs, we eat matzah, we don't say Rachman Yachta. The answer is that Harachman, the Rambam probably didn't say that Harachman, the Rambam also mentioned the Eisa, what Harachman Yachta Lava Sfiras Mikdash for. But according to Tosfos, the way many Mishnah and Shulchan Aruch ask, that Sfira Mikra did it on the Rabbanan, so the Harachman makes a lot of sense. Not only does it make sense, but I won't use the word Ma'achim in the mitzvah, but it's an integral part of the mitzvah. The saying of the Harachman is mamish an integral part of the mitzvah, because that's what gets you to remember. Oh yeah, what am I doing this for? I'm doing this Zeich LeMikdash according to Tosfos, that's on the Rabbanan. So those statements of Zeich LeMikdash Kehillel or the Harachman is not just about tefillah, it's just a tchina b'yama. That defines the very essence of the mitzvah, according to this understanding that the nature of the mitzvah is such that it's not just a ma'isa mitzvah, but the very nature of the mitzvah is a zeicha b'yama. So, Kopanim, everyone agrees the zeicha is critical. What's the longest of the zeicha? The zeicha, what prompted the mitzvah, zeicha, the essence of the mitzvah, that's up for grabs in terms of difference. Right, I mean, according to what we're saying about Zeich LeMikdash Shiloh, it would make more sense. Right, it would make more sense. Right. So the Harachamon is closer to the Mishnah Berurah's minhag of Zeich LeMikdash afterwards. You do the mitzvah first. After you finish the mitzvah, then remember why you did the mitzvah. Right. It's a little bit strange that when Sfiras Omer with Harachamon gets shtupped in afterwards, and by Korach, it's not. Right. Right, interesting, yeah, no. According to the Rambam, you don't say it at all. So it's a pshara in front of the end. Very, very happy. Yeah, very good, okay. Okay.
explanation why I don't have the bracha
right now. Right, because we're not really even doing the real thing.